With government programs like Medicaid, the definition of what constitutes homelessness or employment can mean the difference between getting help or not. State officials are finding that out with unexpectedly low enrollment rates with the recent Medicaid expansion. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
In November, Utah officials announced they'd expand Medicaid health coverage for 5,000 to 7,000 people. They expected a big response, but so far only about 400 have signed up. Karen Clough is a case manager at First Step House, one organization that does those signups. She says a big barrier is that enrollees essentially have to have zero income.
Most of our guys are working temp jobs, or they're working these kind of initial jobs while they're in treatment that work with that schedule. One day of that work disqualifies them from being eligible for the program.
The targeted adult Medicaid expansion was for the chronically homeless, those involved in the justice system, or individuals with drug or alcohol problems or mental health needs. Officials from the Department of Workforce Services, the agency that tracks enrollment, say another cause could be that state officials expanded the program before training providers like First Step House in the enrollment process. They say as training continues, they expect enrollment to increase. Eric Newman, KUER News.